T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh News Radio 1020, KDKA. I'm Angino, sitting in for Larry and John in the KDKA Morning News. Normally, I host the KDKA Afternoon News, weekdays from 3 to 7, but Larry and John off for the holidays. They'll be back come the first of the year on January the 2nd. Between now and then, it's you and me. I'm looking for your reaction to the call last night at the end of the game that took away a touchdown for the Steelers. And your text, here's the number, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. If you have a thought, please text it to me. You can also join the conversation on my Facebook page, and you can find me, Mangino, on KDKA. That's M-A-N-G-I-N-O, Mangino on KDKA. This comment that came through, if New England player would have touched the receiver when his knee hit the ground, the call would have been catch ball on the half-yard line, no touchdown. But since he caught the ball, tried to get the ball over the end zone without being touched, he didn't have complete control, so no catch, go figure. You've got to believe that during the offseason, they will revisit that rule just one more time. Because it doesn't sound right. It doesn't. What you saw last night with control of the ball, crossing the plane, as soon as you cross that plane, that ball touches the very edge of the line, it should be touchdown, end of story, but it wasn't. And then the Steelers still, with plays still to be had, still had a chance to win the game. It wasn't as though that was the very last play, but came up short. Joining us right now, KDKA Sports Director Jeff Hathorn. And Jeff, your thoughts about last night?
Wow. All right. So here's the rule from the NFL. You have to complete a catch all the way to the ground. So even though Jesse James grabbed the ball, turned and made a football move, because he was not touched, when he went to the ground, the ball moved slightly and it touched the ground, no catch.
So if he would have been touched as he was going to the ground, he would have been down first?
Yep.
So he would have been down short of the goal line.
So the way I read it, and again, we don't know this for sure because it didn't happen this way.
Okay.
But here's what I think happens. If he catches it and he's stretching over the line and he gets hit at that point before he hits the ground, it would have been a touchdown, and then he would have recovered the fumble on the ground. Touchdown Steelers. But, I mean, just the weird, you know, and if it's a college game, because the knee is down, he's right, automatically down, so it would have been a catch as well. It's one of those rules. We've seen it in multiple games. The NFL has an issue of defining what a catch is.
I think that Jesse James realized he didn't catch the ball based upon the rules. Just based on his look on his face during the review process, he just had that look of anxiety, like there was a lack of confidence that they were going to call that a catch.
And I'll say this for Jesse. Jesse's a pretty quiet guy. So I think a lot of times his facial reactions are pretty blank. And that's just him, not for any other reason. That's just him. And, man, robbed a Pittsburgh kid of a great moment.
What about the choice of the next two plays? Because it wasn't as though the game was over at that point. They still had two more plays and then ultimately an opportunity to kick a field goal to tie this to go into overtime.
Yeah, that was rough. You know, you get timeout and then you get up to the line after that, all that goes down, and you know, Roethlisberger got flushed out of the pocket, so he's rolling to his left, and he's a right-handed guy, which reduces your options. And instead of risk one into the end zone, you know, he found his checkdown guy, and Darius Heyward-Bey, while heading towards the sideline, was tackled short of his good tackle. And now you've got a decision. in those frantic seconds, Roethlisberger's running up to the line and he's yelling, "Spike." Then he gets in his headset from Todd Haley, this is according to Ben, to go for it. Don't spike it, go for it. Well, only he and Eli Rogers are on the same page. There's a lot of confusion. He's the only one in the pattern, so the Patriots realize that, and they collapse their defense on Rogers. And, I mean, you have Juju Smith-Schuster and Le'Veon Bell out to the left just kind of looking around like, what's going on? And as the play starts to develop, then they kind of start moving, but they're not moving with urgency because they really don't know what the hell is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ben tries to force it in there to Rogers, is tipped and picked, and that's a ball game. Listen, I think that's the smart play. You don't want to go to overtime with Tom Brady. I think their chances to win are slim. So you have a chance to win it right there. Problem is, they work on these type of plays, these fire drill plays,
mm-hmm.
but yet that wasn't happening because Ben was yelling spike while Haley in his head is telling him, no, go for it.
Okay, before I let you go, give Steelers fans something to look forward to.
There's two more games. They're locked in the postseason. You know, if they win their final two games, they're assured of a first-round bye. So all of that is good.
And get Brown back.
And hopefully Antonio Brown, according to the NFL Network, will be back for the postseason. There's your Christmas present early.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.